You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And you know that spring is in the air when it's that time of year again to welcome Theater by the Sea to our studio. Amy Turner is here. Amy is the producing artistic director of the Ocean State Theater Company, which is housed at Theater by the Sea. We'll explain all of that. And first of all, to all of you out there, and to Amy, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You are the proud mother of
two,
right?
Yes.
One of each, as they say.
Exactly.
Well, good. And another year has flown by since Theater by the Sea has been here. And we have great news about announcements of the new shows that are going to be coming and some other new exciting things that are happening. Amy, first of all, tell us about, let's start off right at the beginning. What's new?
What's new? Well, I think you're right. Spring is in the air, and we're starting to get very busy and very excited. We're busy welcoming our first cast and our technical crew and all of that. The gardens are starting to bloom, and we're ready to go. We have 4 great shows this season, as we always do. And this year, we are very excited to include, as we have previously, our Children's Festival Series, which is our kids' shows on Fridays. Mm-hmm. We're going to repeat our fundraiser, which was a big success at the end of the year.
Last September, yeah.
Yep. And that'll be something to look forward to on October 1st. But we are adding a kids' camp, a 2-week session camp in the middle of the summer for kids' grades 4 through 8, which is thrilling. They're going to get a chance to perform on the Theater by the Sea stage. And our big announcement is we will be producing the Rhode Island premiere of The 39 Steps, a very fantastic hit Broadway play, won the Tony Award.
I think the key word there is play.
It is.
Not a musical.
Not a musical. And that will be in September.
All right. Well, we'll find out more about that. And let's go to the shows that are coming up. You're going to open with the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Now, I have to say, I've never seen that show. So I'm kind of interested in what that's going to be about.
Well, it is not actually a spelling bee. For those few people out there that go, I don't understand, why are you putting a spelling bee on the stage? But
it's a musical.
It is a musical, and it takes place at the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I have to say that I am so in love with this musical, and a lot of people who've seen it feel the exact same way. It sort of takes a adult look at a very odd little diverse group of 12-year-olds that are participating in the Bee. Of course, they're all played by adults, so it's that perspective on it. But
so the 12-year-old is actually an adult person.
That's right.
Okay, I got that now.
And
right.
It's moderated by the adult moderators, one mm-hmm. of which is a previous award winner. But it's sort of as a great vehicle that allows for all of us to think back, sometimes a long way and sometimes really not that far,
She looked at me when she said a long way.
No. I just mean that some of these experiences have happened recently to us where we felt out of place or under a great deal of pressure or looked upon as odd because of different talents that we have. And there's a lot of exploration with the parental relationship. So it's very sweet and charming. But having said that, it is gloriously funny. The characters that have been created and the songs are hysterical. And every show, we invite a few guest spellers to participate from the audience as well.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty cool. All right, well, what's the first song that we're going to listen to today?
Yeah, we're going to start with the opening called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Here we go.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy?
We have a winner!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very, very nice, very nice beginning.
Our winner here last year, Chip Tolentino, Myth Brady, and our youngest competitor, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Game, I'll stand when they announce my name.
Leaf Coney Bear.
And try and keep from shaking.
Alas, if shaking will not pass.
Cause it's a very big, very fraught, simple, but it's not. It's a very big undertaking.
Returning after last season's tragic setback, William Barfy.
It's pronounced Barfay. There's an accent ago.
I'm not sure who this girl is.
Marcy Park, recent transfer.
Winner's destination, Washington, D.C.
Plasma TV in a fancy hotel where they treat you well. All because you love to spell. We spell.
It's a marvelous memory. If you win the spelling bee, one's life improves from A to Z. The minute you are crowned here, I see a trophy held by me. And when I won, did I swell? Oh, the stories I could tell. But braggarts don't do well around here.
Hi, I'm Olive Ostrovsky. Do you know where I check in?
Shut up! At the 25th Annual, we've memorized the manual
about how to spell these words, words that require thought. People think we're automatons, but that is exactly what we're not.
We hear the word, we breathe,
we wait.
Unlike idiots, we idiot.
To ideate is to form an image or idea, to think.
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
we feel no animosity, and yet our heads are spinning.
We are the slightest bit bizarre.
Cow.
We shall make a solemn vow to concentrate on winning.
We concentrate on winning. At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, we speak so damn convincingly.
They're nervous, but they're grinning.
Very nice.
Definitely sounds like a fun show. I can't wait. There's going to be lots of interesting things, I'm sure. I love this, the part where you say people will come out of the audience.
Yeah, we have some guest spellers every night, and they will compete right alongside our actors.
Well, and in the frame of good news and talking about competing, we've had a little meeting before we went on air tonight and decided that for each of the shows that Conducting Conversation will do with Theater by the Sea, we're going to be giving away some tickets this year.
Yes, how about that?
So all you have to do is be a listener, and you can email us. We'll give you all those details later, and you'll have an opportunity to win tickets to The Spelling Bee and Man of La Mancha and Hairspray, all of those shows coming up. Let's go back to The Spelling Bee and talk about this next piece of music you have for us.
Yeah, well, the next piece of music is called Magic Foot. And as I had mentioned earlier, there's just some really great characters. And this young man is named William Barfay with an accent aigu. Yes. And unfortunately, his name is mispronounced regularly. But he has, all the spellers have little quirks. And his is that he actually writes the word on the floor with his foot so that he can visualize it before he says it out loud. And he calls it his magic foot.
I see. So we'll listen to that and then be back.
Now watch this technique. He spells the word on the floor with his foot before speaking it aloud.
Magic foot, take me to the final round. Magic foot, I barely lifted off the ground. A magic foot, I do it without making a sound. A magic foot, write the letter. A magic foot, write the perfect letter. A magic foot. Alphabet, a way to spell. Okay, let's see what we got here. Foot. H-A-S-E-N. Posse. A P-F-E-F-F. Possess. E. Or. Let's. A bow. A magic foot. I'm terrific when I make a word with my foot. Magic foot!
Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot!
A magic foot! Foot. Don't go kaput! Foot!
Magic,
a magic foot! Write the goddamn letter down!
Magic foot!
I do the it's an alphabet way to spell. For better way to
magic foot.
So there you have magic foot. Sounds like a great word. You know, that's interesting. You talk about visualizing. That I have a friend that whenever he tries to teach music, he plays a keyboard on his knee. You know, he plays the keyboard whenever he's saying, okay, this is a C, this is an F. And you know that guy. Wanted to give you a certain note one time when we were singing somewhere.
Oh, sure, part of your quartet.
Yeah, Bob O'Connell, yeah, that's what he does. He kind of visualizes.
True, and sometimes we hear or we see things from doing that, those triggers, yeah.
I'm looking down at a piece of paper that, as I mentioned before, has the Spelling Bee on it. The next show after that is Man of La Mancha, and then Hairspray and The Drowsy Chaperone, and the new edition of a play at the end of the musical season, the 39 Steps, and all of this can be purchased as a season ticket. Is that correct?
39 Steps is a special engagement.
Special thing, okay.
So that is outside of it. But yes, our normal subscription includes all four shows. And if someone is out there and they're interested in a subscription and they have not yet become a subscriber, our tickets go on sale to the box office tomorrow morning.
What great timing.
What great timing. So obviously single tickets are available for all four of the shows as well, but it's a great opportunity to talk to our box office about becoming a subscriber as well.
It's a wonderful day to plan your summer out with a little entertainment, and you have a nice opportunity to go down and enjoy the beautiful gardens, as Amy mentioned, that are there, and perhaps have dinner at the restaurant that's adjoining, and you can just kind of plan out four special days throughout your summer.
It's so beautiful down there, and I think anyone who's been there will completely agree. It's so easy once you get down there. There's free parking. You can spend time sitting in the gardens. They're always beautiful. They change all summer long. Certainly, we encourage you to make a reservation at the restaurant. It's a lovely place to have dinner, usually, you know, before the show. For some of the matinees, it would be after the show. But it really does make a great day, a great evening, a nice way to either take your special someone or maybe visiting guests and really show them part of Rhode Island.
And if you're sitting there this evening listening to the show and saying, I really didn't do enough for Mother's Day because I really owe her a lot.
Gift tickets.
There you go. you can just go online tomorrow at theaterbythesea.com or call the phone number, Amy, which is
401-782-8587, which is TKTS. And I'll give you a little hint. Mother's Day, it's not too late. We do sell gift tickets online 24 hours a day.
So they can go on right now after the
right
show is
now,
over.
Right now, yes.
Don't do it while you're listening to the show because you don't want to be distracted.
Unless you have like an iPhone or something.
Yeah,
maybe?
I know, but we want all their attention. and then go on, and that would be a great extra Mother's Day gift. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect idea. Yeah. All right. We talked about Spelling Bee and listened to a couple tunes from there. Now has got to be the favorite musical of lots of people coming up next, Man of La Mancha.
Man of La Mancha is such a glorious example of a beautiful score. The music in the show is unique and melodic and probably arguably one of the most beautiful scores ever written. I think there's a lot of people out there that are less familiar with the show than they are from some of the music because there's so many iconic tunes. But at its heart, if you're not familiar with the story of La Mancha, it really is all about believing in yourself and believing in the beauty of humanity.
I can do it.
It's an amazing, amazing story, and it's set against a portrait of adversity and really what the human mind and the human spirit is capable of doing. And when you hear this iconic song, which we're going to listen to, The Impossible Dream, I think a lot of people are drawn to it as a pop song, but when you see it in the context of the piece with the character, I suspect it will bring a whole new meaning to it, a whole new depth of it. It's so glorious by itself, and it's even more glorious in the piece.
We'll listen to that now and then be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to
and the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations. Amy and I have been singing the tunes from Man of La Mancha in our head while the commercial break was going. It is one of those shows that has a lot of great music to it. It's one of those things where you get a song like, I am my Don Quixote. Those kind of tunes just go through over and over. And we are talking about the season upcoming for Theater by the Sea. Happy Mother's Day to all of you that are out there listening tonight. And talking about Man of La Mancha, which is going to be playing from June 24th to July 16th.
That's right.
So that'll be the one after Spelling Bee. And
so make your 4th of July holiday plans to come and visit us.
There you go. So you get all that time in there to do that for Man of La Mancha. And one of the things about Theater by the Sea is the sets and the costuming and all of that that goes along with putting these productions on, which are really amazing. And I expect Man of La Mancha will be in that vein, too, where we'll have lots of wonderful things to see as well as hear.
Yes, very exciting. It's, you know, I will tell you, we have some great sets in store for this season. I think that we will uphold our reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can just interject a little bit, that's one of the reasons why the not-for-profit organization is so important, is because it really allows us to continue to push forward and keep that production value high of bringing in New York City designers and keep our ticket prices at as low as we possibly can to provide that. We build all of the sets for the specific shows just for our summer. The costumes are designed and built just for these actors. We hire about a third of our actors locally, and the others come from all over the United States. So there's an expense in housing them and flying them. And, you know, for a lot of your listeners, one of our major expenses is perhaps obvious to some and not to others, is having live music. Mm-hmm. We do have live music and professional musicians from the Rhode Island area at every single performance. And if you've ever had the experience of listening to recorded music, it's such an disappointing aspect to a live performance.
Sure, yeah.
You want the whole thing to breathe and live together. And so we take great pride in doing that, and it comes at a great expense. And we are fortunate that we do have people who do continue to support us year after year in those efforts.
And that's where the Ocean State Theater part of the institution becomes involved, right? Because you can receive donations and contributions.
Yep.
And so Theater by the Sea is the name of the building, but Ocean State Theater is really the nonprofit organization.
Exactly. And when the theater was closed, for those people who either, you know, may or may not remember, when it was reopened, a gentleman named Bill Haney purchased the property, but the not-for-profit organization, Ocean State Theater Company, as you said, was simultaneously put together, really originally just to get it reopened, and now to really maintain the quality that people expect. Mm-hmm. And so they have that experience. You know, it was turned into a theater in 1933 originally. And there's a great deal of history and there's a great deal of pride from the state of Rhode Island. And so we're just trying to support all of that.
All right. Well, we have another tune from Man of La Mancha to listen to. And then
I think
we...
this is your theme song, right?
Yeah. Well, it could be. And that would be?
This song is Quixote's lovely little sidekick. And people say, why do you follow this crazy man? And he says, because I really like him.
Okay.
Why do you follow him?
That's easy to explain. It's because... Because...
Why?
I like him. I really like him. Tear out my fingernails one by one. I like him. I don't have a very good reason. Since I've been with him, cuckoo nuts have been in season. But there's nothing I can do. Chop me up for onion stew. Still I yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why that I like him.
But what do you get out of it?
What do I get? Ooh, why, already I've gotten...
You've gotten nothing. Why do you do it?
I like him. I really like him. Pluck me naked as a scalded chicken. I like him. Don't ask me for why or wherefore. Cause I don't have a single good because or therefore. You can barbecue my nose, make a giblet of my toes, make me freeze, make me fry, make me sigh, make me cry. Still I yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why that I...
Amy, you mentioned the Theater by the Sea having a long history, and I told a story a couple months ago. Actually, it was for St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. when we have a regular guest, a man who has connections to Irish music, to say the least. His name is Eddie Dillon, who has been on our show many times, and Eddie wrote for the Clancy Brothers and played along with the Clancy Brothers touring the United States for many years. And he tells a great story about a man named Bobby Clancy. Now, I don't know if you're probably too young to remember the Clancy Brothers, but...
Oh, you're kind.
Do you remember them?
You've
heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Okay.
Yes.
They were on the Ed Sullivan Show regularly, and yeah. they were America's answer to the Irish Beatles at one time, that type of thing. And Bobby Clancy, one of the main members there, had a story about how he came to this country and got a job in New York City. And then he ended up getting a job at Theater by the Sea for the summer.
Amazing.
And he worked one day when the guy that was in charge didn't like him and fired him. And I guess in his own Irish way, he was quite a likable kind of guy to everybody else. So mm-hmm. the rest of the cast kind of assembled around him and said, we really like this guy. If he goes, we all go. And the leader supposedly, and this is a story that is in Bobby's anecdotes, mm-hmm. the leader of this conspiracy, so to speak, that went to the boss and said, we all go, was a man named Jackie Gleason.
Wow.
So see, there's a little history of theater by the sea you might not know.
I don't know that. Yeah. And I love hearing these stories. And we do get a pretty regular input of these great stories. You know, somebody was telling me not that long ago and now here I am blanking, Jackie Gleason's sidekick on The Honeymooners was
Art Carney,
of saying that they had come down because they knew they were at Carpenter's Beach. They came across, and for $1 a day, you'd get paid if you helped to paint the sets or something. And I guess he looked quite parched on the back deck, and Art Carney bought him a Coke. And he, at the time, it didn't mean much to him, but he went home and told his mother, and his mother about went, you know, insane right. and didn't understand how this young man could not happen to know that he was saved from, you know,
right.
thirst deprivation yeah. from Art Carney. So it is pretty incredible. And we take great pride in doing our best to carry on some of these traditions.
That's great. Next show up chronologically after Man of La Mancha is Hairspray.
All right.
Now there's a little more modern take from a traditional 1950s show Man of La Mancha, but
Hairspray, for those people who don't know, was originally based on a John Waters film from I want to say the 80s. It burst onto the Broadway establishment in the 2000s and really just took it by storm. And then it has toured. It was made into a movie starring John Travolta. It's just become this amazingly successful, fun show. This is the one you want to hear. Great music, mm-hmm. great dancing, great story, great characters. This is it. It's you will leave happy.
You will.
I will make that guarantee.
All right, let's go to Good Morning Baltimore.
Tell me no, but my feet tell me go. It's like a drum.
definitely a fun show. The star's name is Tracy, what, Tracy?
Tracy Turnblatt.
Tracy Turnblatt.
Yes.
Okay. And she's not your average star type personality, right? Visually.
Visually, that's right. The show, if anybody doesn't know, sort of talks about a general sense of prejudice. And this is back in the 60s in Baltimore, of course. And Tracy is a plump girl, full of life, full of energy, mm-hmm. just as happy as can be, but not your typical, you know, little waify
right.
child. And her dream is to get on to the TV show, the Corny Collins show.
Which is kind of like Casey Kasem type of...
Yeah, or a Dick Clark. Dick Clark, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And she's not the right quote-unquote type. But this is her dream, and ultimately... you know, the show is about whether she succeeds or not and how many people she brings along with her. But the next song that we'll listen to is that Corny Collins show and these perfect children that those of us who are old enough to realize there is no such thing. But this is their introduction and this is the TV show. And they are called the nicest kids in town.
Here we go. We'll be back after this.
Strikes four. A crazy bunch of kids crash through that door, yeah. They throw off their coats and leave the squares behind, and then they shake it, shake it, shake it like they're losing their minds. You'll never see them frown, cause they're the nicest kids in town.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Happy Mother's Day. We are talking with a beautiful mother in her own right. Amy Turner is here. She is the producing artistic director of Theater by the Sea, and she's also the president of the Ocean State Theater Company. So she has lots of titles, and lots of great things are happening there. And another hour is kind of flying by, and we want to get to the last show real quick. So tell us about The Drowsy Chaperone.
The Drowsy Chaperone is a beautiful, sweet, wonderfully funny tribute to old-fashioned musicals that may or may not make sense, where the music and the characters just make up for everything else. And it's not to say that there isn't a story that makes sense, but it's really a tribute to the love and the passion that people have for musicals. There's actually a character called the Man in the Chair, and he basically takes the audience along on his memory of this musical, his favorite musical called The Drowsy Chaperone.
Okay. All right, so let's listen to the first song you brought for us, and then we'll try to squeeze another one in a minute. What's this first one?
Well, this is called As We Stumble Along, and this is the anthem that the drowsy chaperone sings, and she's drowsy because she enjoys
some beverage,
imbibing things that make her drowsy.
Okay, here we go.
Doesn't make her a good chaperone.
As we stumble along on life's funny journey, as we stumble along into the blue, we look here and we look there, seeking answers anywhere, never sure of where to turn or what to do. Still we bumble our way through life's crazy labyrinth, barely knowing left from right, nor right from wrong. And the best that we can do is hope a bluebird will sing his song as we stumble along. It's a dismal little world in which we live. It can bore you till you've nothing left to give. Seven overrated wonders, seven underwhelming seas, six excruciating continents, Antarctica. Oh, please. Still, you mustn't let it lick you, this planet, oh, so bland. Keep your eyeball on the highball in your hand. As we stumble along, cross life's crowded dance floors, as we push and we shove, we live and we learn. And when we finally leave the bar, and we see that morning star, we pull our bootstraps up and homeward turn. Then we stumble away through dawn's blinding sunbeams, barely knowing right from right, nor left from wrong. But as long as we can hear that little bluebird, there'll be a song. as we stumble.
The Drowsy Chaperone, and that's going to be playing from August 19th to September 4th. And so for a complete schedule of events for Theater by the Sea, you can go to their website at theaterbythesea.com or call the phone number 401-782-TKTS. That's 8587. And that's all that, everything you want to know is available at those numbers.
That's right. The show schedule is up there. The information about the camp that we talked about, 39 Steps, the fundraiser, the garden tours, which we didn't even talk about, the restaurants, everything is everything you could hopefully possibly ask. We already have the answers for you. Yeah. Or you can call and talk to us. We like that too.
Right. And the good news is that this is the first of six shows that Theater by the Sea will be doing with us this summer. So wow. We'll have a lot more information on the Spelling Bee and some of the people that'll be in that show coming up on the next show in just a few weeks. So you can stay tuned. That's great news. And hopefully Amy will be along with all of those shows and bring you more news and more up-to-the date information. And don't forget, we're giving away tickets. Now, here's the way to kick this off. If you would like to win tickets to one of the shows, you just have to email me here, and you'll get an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to Theater by the Sea. And I guess what we're going to do for the first one is give them their choice. So whoever wins this first contest, you'll have your choice of the four shows, and we'll do that by emailing me at wcri@classical959.com. So that's wcri@classical959.com, and just say that you'd like to be in the drawing for Theater by the Sea tickets. We'll pick the lucky winner and let you know.
Awesome.
That's great. Great news.
That sounds like fun.
And that's a nice little gift in the fact that although Theater by the Sea is one of the best values in town, it still does cost money. So, and you can save money if you get yourself a season pass, and that's what we're encouraging you to do tonight.
Yep.
Box office opens tomorrow. Give them a call and get a season's pass or... is that what you call it, season pass?
Yeah, a subscription.
Subscription. Yep. Okay, there you go, to the entire season.
There's a couple of options, but the box office can help out. And again, there's information on the website.
There you go. Amy, thanks so much for coming in. Great to see you again.
It's always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
And summer is around the corner when we see Amy coming. We have one more song from the Drowsy Chaperone. What is that going to be?
Well, all good musicals have a bride and a groom. And this is the groom. On the eve of his wedding, and he has discovered that he is an accident waiting to happen.
Okay. We may not have time to get this whole piece in, but we'll try. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
There was a time I could stop on a dime. Forbearance was one of my talents. But since you've been around, I can't hold my ground. I'm consistently losing my balance. I'm an accident waiting to happen. I'm a mishap about to ensue. I'm the toy on the stair, the three-legged chair, the hem that's been caught by a shoe. When my two lovesick arms started flapping, there was nothing my ankles could do. I'm an accident waiting to happen, so how be I happen to you?
Men say I'm sweet, and they fall at my feet. My heart doesn't beat any faster. But when you lose control, it touches my soul. So I'm bracing myself for disaster. You're an accident waiting to happen. A catastrophe destined to be.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.